Some of you may remember Roy Moore. He was, at one time, he was removed as the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, and he used to lug around this big stone monument. It weighed 5,280 pounds that had the commandments written on them. That's like 500 pounds per commandment, and he would lug that around. I bring that up because sometimes I think we see the commandments as a burden. We see them as a heavy obligation meant to instill within us fear and to hear a deep, booming voice telling us, "Thou shalt not," and instilling fear within us. But instead of seeing them as a burden, I want us to look at them as a gift. Commandments are not a list of oughts and musts and shoulds. They're not a scolding or a threatening of a list of potential offenses. They are an expression of love and care and concern. Some of you may have heard of DTR, DTR, define the relationship. That's what that DTR, defining the relationship. One way DTR works is when a couple has romantic feelings towards each other, but they're a little bit squishy maybe about commitment, squishy about permanence, squishy about exclusivity. And so a DTR moment is a clear call for clarity about the relationship. Are we in this relationship for laughs, or are we in it for keeps? If you're married, do you remember the day you were engaged? Maybe a ring was involved. On that day, you defined the relationship. On the day you were married, you defined the relationship. It was not a burden. When I was walking Marlena down the aisle, some of you were here, remember that? When I was walking her down the aisle, I wasn't dragging her down. She was practically floating. It was all I could do to keep her down on the ground. And as we're looking at Drew, that's why the ceiling's so high. He's just beaming and floating up there, just so lifted up. The whole sanctuary filled with love and joy. No one was expressing fear or dread or it was important vows they were taking, obligations and responsibilities, but there was no heaviness. It was lightness and love and joy. It was a gift. On the day you became a parent, so much love and so much joy. Maybe a little bit of fear. I had some fear, you know. Do you know what you're doing in trusting this life to me? You know, but so much love and so much joy. Yes, there are obligations and responsibilities, but what a treasure. What a gift. So, so beautiful. When I proposed to Diana, I got down on one knee, gave her the ring, asked her to marry me. She didn't bring out a list of rules and regulations about what it means now. She received the ring with love and with joy. God is having a DTR moment. God is not interested in a friends with benefits relationship. You read the New Testament. No one ever comes away from an encounter with Jesus saying, "That was a good talk." They either follow or they leave. They either go with Jesus or they go away. And if you've ever read the New Testament, if you've ever studied the history of the church or the history of Christianity, then you know that even when people love Jesus, even when they choose to follow Jesus, they don't always get it right. There is failure on a massive scale, repeatedly. I can relate to that. I love Diana. But that does not mean that I don't have failures on a massive scale, repeatedly. Do you want me to list them alphabetically, chronologically, number of offenses? I always wanted to be the world's best parent. My kids will tell you I did not come close to that, Mark. I went into ministry before I was a husband, before I was a parent, and so you think I would have learned then that simply because I love God doesn't mean that I'm going to be good at loving God. And so God tries to help us out. This is what it means to be in a loving relationship with me and to be in a loving relationship with my children. Because if you're going to love God, you've got to love God's children too. And so God gives us some help. God helps us not by giving a list of heavy rules, but by helping us define the relationship. This is what it means to be in a relationship with God and with one another. That's why I like the way the Jews count the commandments. If you ask a Christian, what's the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods. But for Jews, the first commandment is only verse 2. That's all. Only verse 2. I am the God who brought you out of Egypt. Brought you out of slavery. See, God's grace comes before God's law. God's grace. God delivered the people first and only then asked them to follow. Obedience flows out of our relationship with God. God saves us. That's why we worship God. My relationship with God, with Diana, with kids, with you, it comes out of love. It comes out of love, not out of rules and regulations. And in God's love for us, we discover that we are free from the tyranny of lifeless idols. We are free from greed as a way of establishing ourselves. There is a gospel promise hidden in each commandment. Don't covet. Don't covet. You don't have to. God provides. You have and you are enough. Rest on the Sabbath. Aren't you weary? Aren't you tired? God's got things under control. Take a rest. The Ten Commandments are not a heavy burden. They're not weights. They are wings, enabling us to catch the wind of God's Spirit and to soar with God in faith. That's the way the commandments work. First, there is the experience of being loved and of being cared for. Then comes the freedom to live our lives around that truth. God is not interested in punishing us or scolding us. God wants to love us and to share love with us. That's why God has given us grace in Jesus Christ to set us free, not only from sin, but to set us free to live our lives in a way that reflects the caring, loving, and forgiving nature of God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage, brought you out of slavery. God's defining the relationship moment with us, God's DTR with us, is defined by God's grace. To be a Christian is to see the Ten Commandments not as a burden meant to weigh us down, but as a gift of love and grace meant to set us free. Here at the Lord's table, we have that opportunity to celebrate God's freedom given to us in Jesus Christ. Here at this table, we remember the sacrifice that was made for us to show and to define the relationship that we have.